Cleaning Nation. Welcome back to another super fun, fantastic episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. I am so excited to hang out with my favorite human beings today. Before we get jumped in and get started, if you are serious about taking your cleaning company to the next level, I can't recommend enough going to growmycleaningcompany.com. I just made a special video with you, Cleaning Nation, in mind. It is totally free. There's not even anything for sale on it. And I get so many people emailing in looking for help and wanting to know where to start. Spoiler alert, that's where to start. growmycleaningcompany.com. There's a video there. There's no charge. Check that out. That is will be the best place to start with everything that we've got other than the podcast, which you're already listening to. So I'm going to take a wild guess. You already know about it. So that said, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the new video. Give me some feedback. Would love to hear. Today, we are chatting with Chris Lickman from Completely Clean Home. Completely Clean Home has been serving Ventura County, just outside of LA, for over a year. If you want to reach out to Chris and his team, you can get a hold of them at www.completelycleanhome.com. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. It's great to be on here with you.
Great to have you, brother. So I heard a nasty rumor. It's not just you, it's you and your bride, not on the podcast, but as owners of the company. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
Cool. And are you
a dynamic team? Different.
If you have not killed each other yet, you're better off than I'm guessing. I don't have stats to back this up, but I'm guessing better off than 50% of the couples that have tried. You're still married, and there's been no homicides, so you're already on the top half of the winning side of that one. How long have you all been? Are you both full time, or how's that work?
We are both full time. She started just over a year ago. I started full time just over 9 months ago.
So does that mean you were jobless and homeless before that, or did you have a job that you quit to pursue this activity?
I was in a corporate position, operating a hotel locally here, and after my wife was having success, I decided to make the leap, leave my position and grow this business full time. It's been great since.
Yeah, that is. I get so many people that we help transition through that, and there's always a lot of fear, and I love getting feedback. Would you take 30, 60 seconds just to share kind of what your fears were, the best things that have come from going full-time, and maybe the worst things, if some things kind of didn't go as well as planned, so people considering making that jump can get some experience from you?
Yeah, absolutely. The fears are definitely leaving a salaried position that has a big safety net at the end and jumping into the unknown. But I had confidence in my wife and in the fact that we have a big market here that has a need. And I saw that we could fill that need successfully. And it's been working out great. We've been growing quickly through our raving fan base. It's been a tough start because we were going from a sole proprietorship to a company, more of a crew-based company. And I think that the biggest mistake that we made so far was not having a clearly defined scope of work, which our clients would, keep calling us out on, hey, why didn't you do this? And we're like, hey, we weren't supposed to do that, but you didn't know that, so I guess we'll do it for you now.
Yeah, that can be less fun than just writing it down at the beginning. Just trying to figure out, have them read your mind and vice versa. All right. Well, cool. Thank you so much for that kind of experience of your background. What's going on in your world that I can help you with today?
I started with two employees back in December, and we've been doing fantastic. But now we're at the point where I'm coming out of the field full time to grow this business. And my wife will stay in the field to grow the teams. My challenge at this point is we just hired six new crew members to deploy. And my headache right now is getting them up to speed, training them, and having them carry out our standards as quickly as possible.
Okay. And just for a little context, we are recording this in August. So if you start in December, it's been, depending what part of December, 8 or 9 months for you to get out of the field. And first and foremost, if you've listened to the podcast, you know my feedback would be to get your wife out of the field as quickly as possible. And we'll talk about a system to do that. So the big thing is use a system. We certainly have a system that we promote, and I'm going to try and give you, distill down, 10 hours of information into 20 minutes. But for those of you who want the full system and all the frameworks and all the help that you need to implement it, again, growmycleaningcompany.com will have all that good stuff. That said, let's do what we can in the time that we've got. So first and foremost, make sure you have a system, right? I like my system. I've used it for 20 years to build several multimillion dollar businesses. But you want to have a system that's on purpose, as opposed to the system just being you and your wife running around like crazy people trying to figure stuff out and banging your head against the wall. Is that a fair premise to start from?
That's exactly perfect.
Okay, cool. So there's a lot of stuff to cover. And again, we have this in three entire steps of the Clean Profit Method, 7, 8, and 9. So I'll do my best to just kind of hit the highlights of each part of this so you at least can see the big components. And then obviously you'll be on your own to drill down on that. So first and foremost, we've got to make sure that we've got the right folks in the door. Okay, if it's not a core values match, and that's the other thing, right folks, a lot of people are like, do you have experience? How fast can you clean? Have you cleaned before? And those are not the questions I'm usually interested in. I'm always going to look for, certainly as it relates to cleaners, hiring for attitude and training for skill, or to be more specific, hiring for core values match, training for skill. So for me, I'm all about having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And that's going to be what my community is about. And if mm-hmm. you have a community full of people into having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, that's going to attract other like-minded community members that are into more than just 10 bucks an hour or 15 bucks an hour, whatever they have to pay out there in Ventura. So start there. So actually, back in step one, we've got to have core value. So we've got to know that special secret sauce that attracts people to us over any other cleaning company. And it works both for customers and employees, right? There's a reason Apple people buy from Apple, Disney people buy from Disney, and it's not, you know, Disney has better rides. It's how it makes them feel, right? There's a shared set of core values. So start with the core values and make sure that you're hiring people that have that core value match. I have no systems or skills to get people that aren't a core values match to be a fit into your organization, other than to say, let's get you into a different job where you are a core values match and replace you with someone that does line up. Any pushback or questions on that before we kind of move on to the next step?
No, that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Move on.
Second, you always want to hire 10 if you need 5. I hate to say that, but even with a good system, we are going to understand that people that we think are going to be great aren't, and people that we think are going to be okay actually are good, and everything in between. So we don't want to say, well, I need 6 people, therefore I'm going to hire 6 people and leave no room for error, and that if somebody quits, I'm screwed. Another way to back that up is I always like starting people, anybody, with 15, 20 hours a week, 25 tops. A lot of them are going to say, I need 40 hours a week, and maybe they do, but 92% of them can't or won't do it. They'll get burnt out, they'll quit, they'll complain, they won't show up, so on and so forth. So not to say that they can't earn their way to 40 hours, but nobody starts at 40 hours. I'd rather have 10 people at 20 hours than 20 people at 40 hours, or than 5 people at 40 hours. That makes sense?
No, I'm totally right there with you.
Okay, so make sure that you've got the right hours. Even with the right hours, if you're like, okay, even if everyone averages 20 hours a week, I only need 6 people, then hire 9. If you only need 3 and you've hired 6, you're good to go. So first and foremost, make sure you've got the core values. Make sure there's a system to know that they share your core values. You're not just guessing. Second, have a system to know when and how often should people work and how many do I need to hire to people that I stick. I would start with 50% more than you think you need to start. And then as you actually start executing, you'll know if you do better and worse than that. But again, you're going to want to build into a system knowing how many you need to hire to actually fill a long-term spot. Any pushback or thoughts on that?
No, that makes sense. It makes a lot of sense. I'll go out and hire some more just to make sure that if I lose some, I'm still covered.
And the fear everyone has is, oh my gosh, what if I literally, people will spend an hour complaining, I can't find enough good employees, and then we'll walk them through a system like, what if I have too many good employees? Like, well, then you can send me a gift. That's what you mean. It's fine to have too many good employees. Like, they really have that fear. Like, why? What if I have to fire someone? Well, the reality is, let's say in this alternate universe, it doesn't exist, that you hire 6 brand new cleaners that you've never started before and all 6 work out. First of all, it's just never going to happen. I'll bet money on that every time and take your money every time. But let's just say you're the one example of the 6 guys that 3 months from now, all 6 are still there. In that universe, which doesn't exist, of those 6, just because of the law of averages, 2 are A players. If you're lucky, 2 are A players, 2 are B or C players, and 2 are D or F players. Well, guess what? I will replace a known D or F player with a perceived A player every day of the week, right? So even if all 6 stick, they won't. Some of them are going to be C and D players, and that's not who we're looking to hire, right? So, and you're like, well, what if I hire the new guy who I think's an A and he turns into a D? Then we repeat. There's going to be another new guy that we think is an A. It's fine to churn, right? We always want to make sure that we're top grading and getting rid of the bottom of our staff and upping our game, right? So that's a great problem to have. And when I say problem, I'm being ultra sarcastic. Great problem to have. I got too many qualified people coming in the door. Don't worry about that. So, all right, that's kind of step six and or actually seven and eight. Well, I'm just going to hit one thing in step seven, then we're going to move on to nine. Make sure you've got a system to bring in qualified employees to the door. We don't turn this off and on. A lot of people are like, oh, I'm hiring. I need to start hiring. No, we always have hiring systems in place, period, 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 period. So we need to have a system that brings in the right people in a systematized way that shouldn't take you more than two or three hours a week all the time, whether you quote unquote need people or not. So always make sure you've got that system. So when people do quit or they are a D player, instead of having to start that flywheel moving and start the process that might take a couple weeks, we've already got the process started and there's just a constant flow of good applicants coming in. So that's really important. If you don't have that, the rest of the stuff's kind of hard to do. Any questions on that before we hit, which is what I think you want, which is how to actually do the onboarding.
That's the most important part. Everything makes sense so far, Mike. Thank you.
Cool. And again, I know I'm sorry that you said, like, I didn't want that. I wanted this. It's like, well, but if we don't build the fence, you're like, I just want to learn how to frame. It's like, well, until we have the foundation, the framing ain't going to work, baby. So thanks for tolerating
exactly.
that. Exactly. All right. Now we'll get to some framing and you can smile. And the people at home will be like, I should have fast forwarded. But you shouldn't. That was important. Okay. All right. So first and foremost, onboarding is so much more important than people think. Just like when we're setting appointments, people think like, oh, when I go out to the job walk, that's important. Believe it or not, if you set the appointment wrong, the job walk's almost impossible to recover. If you set it right, you're so far ahead. Same with onboarding. So many people miss this and they spend all this time and money to get this perfect peach of a person that they think is going to be fantastic on board. And then when that guy or gal shows up, or in your case, guys or gals, we're not ready. We're like, oh yeah, go in the back and watch some videos or fill out this paperwork. And they're an inconvenience to us, right? We treat them like, ah, dang it, we've got real work to do. And you showed up here and I've got to futz with you. And I said futz, yeah. F-U-T-Z, everyone out there trying to catch me. just wanted to be clear. So we want to have a system where we're ready for them. Not only are we ready for them, but we make them feel special. We call it 3 P's to a perfect start in the Clean Profit Method, but the 20,000-foot view is, instead of making them feel like they're an annoyance or they're getting in the way of your business, you are ready, willing, and able. You've done some creative things to make them feel special, whether it's business cards or a party or having stuff set up for them or their names already on, their shirts with their names on or their picture IDs or all of that. And again, we've got all sorts of ideas in the Clean Profit Method, but that's kind of just off the top of my head that you can hit.
Okay.
So you're totally ready. Your focus is them and only them. There's zero, oh yeah, I've got to answer the phone and do this, and you go sit there and I'll be over there, and that kind of nonsense. Because the way you start is the way that they're going to anticipate your life being there. And again, for me, if my core values are having fun, making money, being real, and helping out, and when they get there and it's not fun and I'm not helping out and I'm not being real because I told them I'm so excited to see you, I can't wait to start, this is going to be an amazing community, and they're ready for all this, and they get there, it's like, hey, shut up and sit down, I'll be there in 10 minutes. Like, ah. So it's really important that the core values have to start with a hiring ad, and we go through that in Clean Profit Method and go all the way through this process. So again, we don't want to have the same crappy ad that everyone else has. We want to have an ad that's infused with our core values. But then if they get to the interview and the interview's totally different, the core values are not lived out like they were in the hiring ad, you're going to get a disconnect. And then the same thing with the one-on-one interview. And then the same thing when they start, right? If they start and this whole process has been having fun, making money, being real, helping out, and they get there and it's the opposite of all those things, they shut up, sit down, and wait while we do important work and you just sit there and rot, that's going to be a huge disconnect and it's hard to recover from that. However, this is so nice with people that are $10 an hour. Almost no one has thrown a party for them, probably no one, on their first day and told them how excited they are and made them feel special. So you really can't go overboard on making them feel special, especially if there's 3 or 4 or 5 at a time. You can do it all at once, right? So I'd go nuts making them feel good if you've got 6 people for the same amount of work, you can do that. All right, once you do that, and that's super important, and it's got to be core values the whole way, then we're going to have a system to train. And I'll give you my system. Again, overview, we go through it in more depth. But overview is they watch you, and then you watch them. I got that from ServiceMaster when I bought my franchise, top to bottom, left to right. They watch you, you watch them. The thing that we've kind of improved and fixed on is once they watch you, and then once you watch them, then you don't watch them. You leave. Even if you just leave down the street to a Starbucks for an hour or two and then come back and check on them, right? So the first thing is they watch you. Pretty hard for them to fail that. Second thing is you to watch them, and obviously you're giving them coaching on how to do it. And once you feel that they're good enough, you leave, and then you come back and just go through the checking process with them. Okay, so you don't watch them step by step. You just go through a checklist with them. You must have a checklist. If you don't have a specific checklist, you're dead. And that checklist needs to be executed the same for everybody, and you'll see why later. So if I go through and check a job for them, or they check a job for someone else, or you check a job, or your wife, it doesn't matter. Everyone uses a checklist. Everyone's got the same terms. So it's not like you said at the beginning where some people are like, oh, if Mike checks it, he's easy. He thinks everything's fine. But if Chris checks it, oh, he's a jerk, and I have to clean totally different. If Mrs. Chris, we can't have that. It has to be, doesn't matter. It's a checklist. It doesn't matter who's using it. We all have the same. This is a pass. This is a fail. So there's got to be clarity in that checklist. So when you come back after not watching them, you're going to use that checklist. Once they've passed two or three times of you not watching them, and it's up to you, and it's got to be in a row, right? I don't want a make it and a miss and a make it and a miss and be like, okay, that was three makes it. No, you have to have three in a row or at least two in a row. You can do three. It's up to you. Then you're going to have them check somebody else. This is key. This is how we get your wife out of the field, because we don't want you in the field, because that is $10 or $15 an hour work. Maybe in California, if they're checking other work, it's $20 an hour work, but it's not more than that. They're going to check someone else's work, and you're going to check their check, right? So you're going to review their review of somebody else's work. Does that make sense? You can't just let them do it and then walk away. You have to tell them this was good or this was bad. This is how I want you to look at it. That'll do a lot of things.
Right.
One, everyone knows they're always being checked all the time. Two, they're always checking other people, right? So it's not like, oh, you're a supervisor, so you can beat up on them. It's like, hey, that same guy or gal you're checking, he's going to check you next week. So be fair. And then the last piece is they've got to hire somebody else, or not hire, they've got to train. So that process that you just took them through, they're going to take someone else through that process. And when that person is up to speed and a fully functioning employee, they are now fully functioning. So again, the big thing, and hopefully that system is helpful, but the big thing is you need a system, right? If you just go pell mell with, I don't know, they're going to get here and we're going to all go out and clean some crap, you're going to be frustrated. They're going to be frustrated. And, you're going to have to hire 10 to get three good ones. If you follow the system we've laid out, especially the core values match throughout the entire process, three P's to a perfect start where they feel very loved and special, and then you follow that system, you'll do a lot better. Did that answer your question?
That did. Yeah, I like the checklist and checking each other. I like the whole way you step that out. It sounds great.
Yeah, again, it's you do something for 20 years. Every now and again, you figure something out that kind of makes sense. It works after you bang your head against the wall for 20 years. You go, oh, that didn't work. I'll try this. All right. Cleaning Nation, as we transition into the lightning round, I want to take a second to, again, personally invite you to go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the video I just made for you. It is absolutely the starting point of all things Grow My Cleaning Company or Grow Your Cleaning Company. Growmycleaningcompany.com. It's everything you need to know to grow your cleaning company and give you the tools you need. That said, let's hit the lightning round. Chris, I'm going to ask you three quick questions. You undoubtedly are going to give three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personal or professional? Doesn't matter.
Professionally, I worked in a lot of hotels, and one manager that I really respect told me that feedback is a gift. And it took me a long time to realize what she meant, but feedback from our customers really does make us better. And it truly is a gift. And I love that piece of advice.
I would disagree if I could, but that sounds wise beyond your years or certainly my years. All right, question number two. You've kind of alluded, but I'll give you another swing at it. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can all learn from you?
Well, it's not clearly communicating the scope of work.
Yeah, well, I like that I asked you twice and it was the same answer both times. That's a good indicator that was how you really feel. The only feedback I'll have on that one is it is as important to communicate what you will do as it is what you won't do. So this is included. And then instead of just saying, well, if it's not on the list, it's just assume it's not included. I like having a list of if this is not included, or even better, this is included at a different level of service. So if you want this, and again, software is really good at this, where they have 20 things listed, and the first, the $29.99 a month has got, four checks by it, and then the $39.99 has got eight checks by it, and then the $99 has got all 20 checks by it. So at the minimum, tell them what you're going to do, tell them what you're not going to do. At the maximum, tell them what you're going to do for each service. So if they want it, instead of telling them to bugger off, take their money and give them an upgraded amount of service. So, all right, last question. What's your favorite book? This is one of my favorite questions because I love getting cool books that I've missed.
Anthony Bourdain wrote a book called Kitchen Confidential, which kind of kickstarted his journalism career. And in his book, he talks about a bunch of cool stuff in the professional kitchen world. But what I took out of it was one phrase that he said was economy of motion is kind of how professional chefs, you know, maximize their productivity. And I just apply it to everything I do, especially to house cleaning work. You know, get as much done as you possibly can in as little steps as possible.
Okay, perfect. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right, Chris, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing your passion, your story, your question, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Chris's show notes page, a special video I made for you and every single bit of content we've ever made, and there's literally hundreds, if not thousands, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now, and I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies as well as industry experts can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.